This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Nature's Impact on Emotional Well-being, Embracing Positive Humanism. Discover how spending time in nature supports emotional well-being and personal flourishing through a secular worldview and applied humanistic values. How connecting with nature boosts your emotional well-being. You ever notice how a simple walk outside can completely change your mood? Like one minute you're stressed out or overthinking, and after spending some time in the fresh air or near some trees, everything just seems a bit lighter. There's actually a lot behind that feeling, and today I want to share why nature plays such a key role in our emotional well-being. Living in a world increasingly dominated by screens, deadlines, and constant digital noise, it's easy to feel disconnected, not just from others, but from ourselves. That's where nature comes in as this grounding, calming force. It turns out nature doesn't just feel good, it's backed by science to actually improve your mental health. One major idea is that exposure to natural environments reduces stress. When you're surrounded by greenery, your body lowers cortisol levels, the hormone that spikes when you're stressed. Your heart rate slows down and your mood lifts. It's almost like your mind and body recognize they're in a safe, nurturing space. Plus, there's something about the rhythms of nature, the rustling leaves, birdsong, sunlight filtering through the branches, that reminds us of basic humanistic values like balance, presence, and connectedness. From the lens of positive psychology, engaging with nature supports what they call personal flourishing. This isn't just about feeling better in the moment. It's about cultivating well-being over time, developing resilience, fostering creativity, and experiencing greater life satisfaction. It kind of aligns perfectly with a secular worldview that emphasizes meaning and happiness grounded in real-world experiences rather than supernatural beliefs. There's also this broader philosophy, applied humanistic philosophy, which encourages us to nurture growth, empathy, and understanding through our actions and choices. Spending time in nature can serve as a practice in this, helping us slow down, appreciate beauty, and feel more connected to the world and people around us. It's a reminder that emotional health isn't just about what happens in your head, but about your environment and how you relate to it. Nature and mindfulness. When you take a stroll in the park or just sit outside, you naturally start noticing small details, like the way sunlight glints on leaves or the pattern of the clouds. This is mindfulness in action, which has proven to ease anxiety and depression. Improved relationships. Spending time outdoors with friends or family doesn't only improve your mood, but also strengthens your social bonds. Shared experiences in natural settings foster empathy and connection. Physical health benefits. Moderate outdoor activity increases endorphin levels and promotes better sleep, both of which have strong ties to emotional well-being. If you're curious about how all these ideas, positive humanism, humanistic values, positive psychology, interconnect and support a thriving, joyful life without relying on religious frameworks, you might really enjoy the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a guide that blends philosophy and science to help us create meaning and well-being from a secular perspective. So here's the takeaway. Next time you feel off or overwhelmed, try stepping outside, even for a few minutes. Let the natural world remind you of your own capacity for calm, joy, and resilience. Integrating nature into your daily life is a simple but powerful way to support your emotional health and your journey toward personal flourishing. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. Explore a wealth of insights on how positive humanism can enrich your life by visiting www.positivehumanism.com and discover practical tools for living well through a secular, human-centered lens.